Walking into Shaukat Mosleman's office in downtown Sydney, you cannot miss a large red banner written in Chinese. It reads, "Contribution of a Warm Heart, Care for Children." He said the banner was a gift from the Shanghai Charity Foundation for his donation of wheelchairs to children in need in China.
That's very important to me. As you may know, in recent times I worked with many of my friends to raise funds to help disabled children, and we've sent many wheelchairs not only to China but other parts of the world, and now I'm creating an opportunity to build wheelchairs in China to distribute to disabled children in China.
This banner is one of many China-related decorations Mosleman has in his office. From Chinese lacquerware displayed on his shelves to a wide selection of Chinese tea in his cabinet, Mosleman's interests in China are easily visible. Many of these are gifted from his Chinese friends. Mosleman has not only been actively involved in the Chinese community in New South Wales, but has also visited China close to 20 times. His first trip to China was in 1997. As part of the Rockdale City Council delegation, he visited Tanggu under the northern city of Tianjin. The trip aimed to build a sister city relationship between Rockdale and Tanggu. 2 decades later, he visited Tanggu again and saw a major transformation.
And the whole of Tianjin region is transformed into a major metropolis. And that's why it's fascinating. You know, the local council that we visited was 2 floors. When we visited it the next time, it was 30 floors. You know, and this is an entire new building with significant progress. You know, it's great that what the Chinese government is able to do in terms of looking after the health and education and welfare and living standards of people. And particularly the manufacturing and so forth.
He said that China's phenomenal changes are not just a miracle, but was built with strong and unified work ethics of the Chinese people.
The Chinese work ethics is, I think, the core of China's success, the people's work ethic. They're determined, they're hardworking, and that is a chain right from the political leadership to the working class, to the middle class, to whoever, and those who are now new entrepreneurs that are coming into trade and business have created such a growth in the country.
Now working in the Parliament of New South Wales, Mosleman is seeing the relationship between China and Australia gone beyond trade. In areas like education, cultures and tourism, exchanges are buzzing. But at the same time, in recent years, the relationships between the two nations have hit bumps on the road. He stressed it's important for China and Australia, both located in the Asia-Pacific region, to work together, and that requires mutual trust.
So that relationship can only grow, and all it needs is greater openness between the two parties to ensure that there's no sense of distrust. Once that distrust is eliminated, I think there would be a greater future for both Australia and China.
He said communication is the way to eliminate distrust between the two sides.
I think, look, it's just maintaining an open communication line with diplomats and our Australian government. So that any move or anything that the Chinese does, that it's not misinterpreted into as a threat or anything like that. I think it's that communication line between the two nations is critical in maintaining an understanding.
For CRI, this is Fei Fei.